being very serious is something important and essential to our continued survival. It should therefore not be joked about. In order to respect and pay humble tribute to the noble practice of being very serious, this article shall retain an air of gravitas that is perhaps unusual for the proceedings of the routine encyclopedian. If you came for the giggles, then I apologize. But you must leave. Though I write in hope, trusted reader, that you will bear with me on this moment in this most earnest and austere of prayers. Let's take time out from the laughter for a moment. Pause, reflect. I think of this as an oasis of calm in a sea of burbling. I think of it as a special place. A place in which to ruminate quietly while no one is looking. Everyone needs such a place from time to time, and here, my friend, you can ruminate away as much as you like without being distracted by fear of circular spasm. This is an arduous, dangerous, deep, difficult, far-reaching, faithful, formidable, grave, grievous, grim, hard, heavy, important, laborious, major, meaningful, menacing, momentous, uproarious, pressing, severe, significant, sobering, strenuous, threatening, tough, ugly, unamusing, unhumorous, urgent, weighty, and worrying world. That is why it is imperative to focus all our efforts on building, procreation, and warfare. If a grown man was to run around in giant shoes throwing custard at voles, then fine. But let him do it in the privacy of his own home and under cover of darkness. Look at all the rich and successful people around you, and you will find common links. They all wear sensible shoes. They enjoy a round of golf every now and then. None of them play the kazoo. Rich and successful people are rich and successful precisely because they never joke about anything. To illustrate this, let's imagine three rich and successful people walking into a pub. One of them, the short one, has a pig under his arm. "Where'd you get that?" asked the barman. "I won him in a raffle," says the pig. The rich and successful man says it, not the pig. The pig was an unexpected ejaculation. A Freudian slip. I shall resign with any effect. Someone else can take over.
"Hello, I want to discuss the world politics and those hard-working politicians that make it all up. Most successful politicians like Benito Mussolini, Tony Blair, Gary Rhodes, or Dick Cheney have to work very hard indeed to be seen as normal. They are, in a way, like ducks, all smooth and polished on the surface, but underneath their little web feet are going like the clappers. Even the word itself, politician, comes from the ancient Aramaic for polished clappers. It can be serious to their country. These people here on the brink of madness at every waking moment. On one occasion during the International UNESCO Day of Balloon Animals, Tony Blair's wife was forced to choke back a huge laugh when he tactlessly presented her with this weird distorted sausage dog in front of some admiring party members from Birmingham. It is for exactly this reason that she should be seen as a hero, and not just some mad witch. If anyone should happen to present you with a balloon animal without notice in writing and signed by a minister in charge of balloons, you must consult a politician, policeman, or librarian immediately, and breathe slowly. Under no circumstances should you laugh, hoot, Catchin' Eight, Chortle, Chuckle, Kevles, Crack Up, Crow, Giggle, Grin, Guffaw, Hee Haw, Howl, Roar, Scream, Shout, Shriek, Zipper, Smile, Smirk, Snicker, Snigger, Snort, Spit, Tee-hee, Titter, Whiz-gig, Plum-guts, Bibble, or Whoop like a trucker in a room full of strippers. There is this man named Norman Grubby, is not important. An odd joke or two is all very well. They can live up funerals and fill crackers. They oil the cogs of repression, so to speak. But the publication of jokes should be rationed to at most one or maybe two a decade. And they should never be left laid around unattended. A joke in the wrong hands can cause permanent brain damage. One word. Vigilant. As with coffee, bungee jumping, and gorillas. It is when it all gets out of hand that we find ourselves on the slippery slope to doom. Hence the word vigilance. To illustrate how forgetting the word vigilance can cause everything to fall apart like a bag of marbles left in the rain, we should look into the sad life of Norman Grumby. Mr. Grumby is a real person, all too real, as we shall see. Norman was a healthy, well-adjusted boy who excelled at basketball and folk dancing. But then, one day, he suddenly decided to fill his guinea pig with helium. He did this for a joke. Well, this was one joke that went badly wrong. Because the guinea pig grew to the size of a beach ball and floated away into the sky. Norman had used too much pressure in the hose and had secured the guinea pig tightly enough to the nozzle. It eventually had to be shot down over Wiltshire, and he was fined for wasting government time. Today, he lives in a box under a tree scavenging for acorns. This is what happens when people joke. But I hear you cry. Why have all my friends gone around poking at people with sticks and running away laughing with tears of joy running down their happy faces in the sunshine of our carefree youth? What then? Should I just tell them to stop or have them arrested? How can I say the world of clowns? This is where role models are useful. Take the Pope. The Pope, as I understand, likes dope. Sorry, I will cover myself with dope in the drawing room. Someone else can take over.
Hello, I want to talk about the Pope. The Pope is one of the most serious people in the world. The Pope is so serious that he never laughs, even though he goes trundling around everywhere in a ridiculous-looking plastic car. Sometimes people look to make fun of the Pope, but this is one shiny pontifex. He is a flag carrier for steady, thoughtful, and unsmelling behavior in a world beset by insane clowns, clawing at his robes with their long, pointy fingers and making ha-ha noises. We ought to all be on our knees right now, offering to hoist the Pope's flag and polish his pole mightily out of sheer gratitude. But maybe the Pope isn't help for some youngsters. Well, if it is help that you cats are after, look no further than those two completely humorous lads from the popular beat combo Oasis. They devote their whole lives to turning out very importantly serious drivel like this. I wonder if I believe if I went over there and came back again yesterday, and if I am me, and me, and not you, and you, and you are standing over there where I was the day before. I think, but I'm not sure. What was I saying again? Wallace. Now, this is brilliant, moving desperate, and completely unfunny. But if you really believe that all hope is lost at being really serious, there is always the popular option of martyrdom. Simply strap a load of explosives to your chest and wander down to your nearest bus station. That, I can assure you, will wipe the smile off their smug faces. This is the end because everything ends, which is why life is futile. It is not easy, you know, but we all need to do our bit. We all need to pull together in the name of meditative, no-nonsense, poker-faced sobriety. If we're not pulling together, then we're only pulling ourselves. And there is nothing better than a lonely soul in a dark room pulling themselves. Good night, and good luck.